This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And what would you rather listen to talking about a snowy day? This?
14 to 22 inches of snow. Oh, boy. Road closures, flight cancellations in the hundreds, power outages by the tens of thousands are paralyzing, crippling. Record-breaking storm comes today!
That's a real weather report from AccuWeather.com. Or would you rather listen to the words of Longfellow? Out of the bosom of the air, out of the cloud folds of her garments shaken, over the woodlands brown and bare, over the harvest fields forsaken, silent and soft and slow, descends the snow. Do you have to think about that, which one you'd rather listen to? The snow does make the world seem quieter, doesn't it? Fewer cars, fewer people, less traffic. We don't need a scientist to explain why, when the snow appears, the weather people get louder. But we do need a scientist to explain why the snow makes things quieter. Bernadette Woods Plackey is a meteorologist and director of Climate Central's Climate Matters program. Bernadette, welcome.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And it is quiet here in New York with the limited snow that we got. Why does snow absorb sound waves?
It's really a basic physics equation here. We've got water. When it's frozen, it puffs up and it creates some space in between it when it lands on the ground. So those tiny little snowflakes allow that space to build up. And when you have a sound waves, they get absorbed in that space instead of getting bounced off, similar to when you have carpeting on the floor instead of hardwood floors.
But water in its liquid state, probably helps to project sound. But it's the shape of the crystals in this fluffy context that makes it a very, very different phenomenon.
Yes, the shape is a big part of it. But also it's when they build up, there's little holes, little pockets of air in between all of that. And that also allowed some of that sound to come in and get absorbed. And there's many different kinds of snow, actually, all around the country. And the way we look at it from a scientific point of view, generally, when you look at a liquid equivalent, about 1 inch of water would be 10 inches of snow. When the temperature drops significantly below freezing, we all know that snow gets lighter and fluffier and it builds more air into it. And you actually get more than 10 inches of snow. So you have more air. So it actually leads to more absorption of sound.
And, you know, when you transfer from rain to ice to sleet to snow, you really are stepping through different sound environments. I mean, the rain, of course, is this kind of wet sound. And then the ice and the sleet have this kind of marble sound, this clicking sound. And by the time you get to the fluffy snow, everything really, really quiets down. And it's all because of geometry.
That is one part of it. But it also does have to do, well, I guess the geometry leads to this too, how they lay and interact with each other. So that is geometry also.
And
you're correct.
I'm not trying to be correct. Do you study the characteristics of snow from the standpoint of what other impacts it has on the environment, like, for instance, the reduction of sound?
Well, some people do. I don't know if that's necessarily a huge area of research right now, but it is embedded in some of the larger research that goes on with snow and its overall impacts on society.
But we can certainly say that Longfellow was right, right?
We can, but I do have to say one thing. In certain parts of the Northeast right now, it's not totally quite yet, because when you have some of these nor'easter-type storms, they really get wound up, and they produce a lot of wind with them. And until that wind starts to calm down, we don't quite get that full-on quiet that you can experience after the storm.
Bernadette Woods Plackey is a meteorologist and director of Climate Central's Climate Matters. Thanks so much, Bernadette.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. and our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.